The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 166, Bella's Back.
Who was Bella? Hope you're gonna introduce me.
Sure. Joe Mack, meet Bella, the Princess of Darkness, or as your people would say, the Devil in Disguise.
Why, Nate, what a terrible thing to say. Just because I tried to burn you up on re-entry once.
So this is the Bella you told me about.
Oh, Nate, I'm touched. You've been talking about me.
You are touched, Bella. Touched in the head. What are you doing on my ship?
Your ship? Really? Where's that dreamboat, Rick?
You mean the same guy you tried to get Sprague to eviscerate? He's long gone, so you can retract your claws.
I've heard about you. You were partners with Wi-Fi, weren't you?
Zokar. Lord Zokar to you, peasant.
I think your friend is pretty interesting. She doesn't seem like a she-devil to me.
Neither does a Galazin Dormite until you get between it and its lunch. Now, like I said, what are you doing on my ship?
I couldn't help myself when I saw the Mercury. I mean, after all, it was my ship for a brief moment. I heard that you were here on a supply delivery.
That's right. We're delivering supplies to the old hospital.
I thought as much.
What difference does it make if we are?
Don't think I'm just another pretty face. I know why you're here.
Well, this should be interesting. Why are they here?
They? What do you mean, they?
I'm Joe Mack of the freighter Canberra. Nate and his crew found me adrift in an abandoned shuttle. I would have been frozen to death if it hadn't been for them.
That was you? Well, I'm impressed.
What do you mean, that was me? Were you part of the crew that hijacked me ship? I don't remember seeing you.
You don't? Maybe because you were blindfolded and I didn't have anything to say.
Wait a minute. Just wait a minute. That perfume. I recognize that perfume. Why, you little... Let me at her.
No, Joe Mack, no. Sit down.
This woman tried to kill me.
She tried to kill me too. Now sit.
Captain Joe Mack, restrain yourself. And you, state your business and get off this ship, or I'll let him loose on you.
Temper, temper, everyone. I come in peace.
What were you doing on that ship?
Do you think the doctor was just going to show up at the penal colony and say, "Hey, Zokar, why don't you come with me to Cali?"
Knowing him, that might work.
Zokar is a very clever man and not very trusting. With me on the ship, I easily persuaded him to join us. I have a way with men.
Yeah, like a black widow.
What is that?
It's an insect that eats her male counterpart after they mate.
Sounds like my kind of insect. Now, I know you are after the doctor. All I want is to save Zokar from certain death.
If you're so certain this experiment would kill him, why lure him aboard my ship?
It was a choice between certain death on that colony or rescuing him from that mad doctor.
Just how much do you know about this so-called doctor?
I have been searching for Zokar since I heard he was captured on the Titan system from some IDF-crazed hoodlums.
That would be us.
So it was you, was it?
It was Jaffra, the bounty hunter, Gabby the pilot, and me. Nate here gave us guidance from above.
And it wasn't just Wi-Fi. We also captured Lister, Mondu, Lenora, and your old friend Sprague.
Well, I'm impressed. That must have been a very hefty bounty payout.
It was, and we earned every unit of it. Now, if you think we're going to help you rescue Wi-Fi, understand, we'll take him right back to the penal colony.
Doesn't look too good for you there, Bella. Maybe you should cut your losses and move on. Or even better, you could wait for someone to come along and rescue you when I leave you in that same shuttle you put me into.
Look, as cold as she is, she'd be nice and comfortable in there.
Nate, I'm so disappointed in you. I thought we had something special.
Wait a minute. Didn't Nate just say you tried to burn him and the Mercury up on re-entry?
That was nothing. We had a slight misunderstanding.
Yeah, you wanted him to die and he didn't. I'm beginning to see now, Nate. She's as cold as ice.
Here's the bottom line, Bella. If you think we're going to team up to save Wi-Fi, you're a lot crazier than I thought you were. I suggest you exit my ship before I throw you in the brig. I'm sure you're wanted for something more than your good looks.
You flatter me, Nate.
He might flatter you, but I'll flatten you if you don't get off this ship.
Wow. Nate, pour me some more grog. This is getting good.
I wouldn't push my luck if I were you, Bella. She's serious.
Well, I've tried to be nice. I'll leave, but don't think you've seen the last of me. You had your chance.
Well, that was entertaining. You're right, Nate. She is a piece of work.
With her in the picture, I think it's best we stay on the ship and forgo our trip to the beach.
I concur. That woman cannot be trusted.
Greetings, fellow crime fighters.
I beg your pardon? Did you say fellow crime fighters? Sam, did you consume too many beverages at your 7 lunches?
No, I enjoyed fresh, cold milk with...
Don't say it.
Plenty of salt.
He said it.
I just feel like a super spy when I come through the dry cleaners downstairs, give the secret code, and then come through a hidden door into the secret control room.
Just because you can walk into a fire department doesn't make you a fireman.
I know, but I did try to blow one up once. So, what's the story with my fellow countrymen?
It sounds like he's sending Louis back to New York to wrap up loose ends. The power plant is still the main target, as far as we can tell.
Sam, you said you narrowed it down to 2 restaurants. Did you get a feel for how often he went to each?
Every day.
What, you get a feeling every day, or he eats there?
I get a feeling he eats there every day.
Oh, so you only get a feeling he eats there daily?
Sometimes twice a day.
You get a feeling twice a day?
When you do stop, you sound like Laurel and Hardy. Only not so funny.
Detective Garrett, can you help us out here?
Why? I'm enjoying the floor show. What time do you guys go on next?
Detective.
Sorry. According to several food service workers, Hank is quickly becoming some sort of celebrity. He appears in 2 restaurants daily, one for lunch and one for supper.
Is it because he eats like Sam that he's becoming famous?
This guy could hold his own in any food-eating contest. He also enjoys salted milk, which totally disgusts the servers.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it.
Did they say he was consistent in time?
This restaurant, he shows up around 11:30 and then at 5. He'll go to this one.
Well, what about breakfast?
We generally don't eat breakfast. We need that extra time for digestion.
I've seen you eat breakfast plenty of times.
Yeah, you guys are a bad influence on me.
So, if he sticks to his timetable, he should be headed for supper in a couple of hours. You still think it's too risky if you attempt to make contact with him?
Yeah, unless we can fool him that I'm here on a special mission that crosses over his. But that would take something from Von Langer to convince him.
Does he only communicate through prison visits with him?
I believe prisoners in his cell block are allotted phone calls, but only for 3 minutes. Otherwise, prisoners do get censored letter-writing privileges.
What about Louis? Maybe there's a way to convince Louis that Sam is working in the area. He's there in Baltimore where Pierman and Kate Hawke are. He might be easier to convince than Hank.
I'll get in touch with Kate and see if Homeland can do anything. In the meantime, we can only wait.
You are cleared for egress.
Cleared for egress.
So, how did you enjoy your trip?
It took longer to get out of my driveway than to transport here. So, what's so important that I need to come to see you? More schooling? Kate, what are you doing here?
Your training for the field is over. Now it's time for some OJT.
On-the-job training? Are you serious? Where? When? What?
Now calm down, Kelly. In due time.
I've been in contact with Holiday and he feels you're ready for field work.
New York City, please tell me it's New York City.
It's New York City.
Yes. I knew it. When do I leave? Wait, you're not sending me on my own, are you?
No, we are not. Part of the deal is that an experienced field agent will have to accompany you.
Not Kate. No offense, sis, but we're like water and vinegar.
No, not me, and you're right. I don't think it would work. Agent Nelson will be accompanying you on this one if we can get him assigned to Homeland on a temporary basis.
Like he did for St. Louis? Do you think you can do that again?
I'm fairly confident that with Director Holiday pushing the issue, we can work something out. Our window is closing rapidly. We feel Louis will depart in a couple of days. I'd like to get you two there before he arrives.
So what's going to be our objective on this mission?
Intelligence gathering. Nothing else.
No contact. No intervention. Just surveillance. Nelson will be there to guide you through the operation. He's the most experienced agent we have. You can learn a lot from him.
I thought you couldn't stand him.
I can't stand his cover, Officer Nelson. But Agent Nelson knows his stuff.
In character, Nelson can be quite annoying.
Well, let's hope he doesn't stay in character with me, or it's liable to be a short trip for him.
Pack only what you can carry. You'll depart via STIP to a secure location in the city. We'll have an IDF officer there to assist you with transportation and anything that you need in the way of surveillance equipment.
We still have a tracker on Louis's phone. As long as he has that with him, you shouldn't have any problem tracking him. We need to identify what it is he's going back to finish or pick up.
Remember, if he makes you or Nelson, he could tip off Hank and cause him to abort his Houston mission. Unless they make some sort of move, we cannot arrest them.
It's a shame. They're Hongans. We should save everyone time and money and just arrest them.
That would be nice, but that would make us like them. No, Kelly, we have to do this the right way. Justice will prevail.
I'll take the STIP back with you. I can help you with what kinds of things to pack.
Well, this should be interesting.
It looks like receiving is off to the right here. Yes, there's the sign. I'll get out when we get there, drop the tailgate and ground guide you.
Yeah, like you did at the bunker.
Are we going to have a problem with this, Gabby?
No, not for me. Just have that bottle of Cerulean's Finest close by. Huh, doesn't look like anyone's on the dock. I'll get lined up and then you can guide me back.
All right. Do you have your fake identification card ready?
I got it right here, along with this hideous photo of me.
Back. A little more. Come on. Good.
No welcoming committee.
You stay with the cargo. There's an office door. I'm going to go and see if I can find somebody.
You got it.
Is anyone there?
Delivery?
Medical supplies from Boldibar.
All right, hold on. Let's see what you got.
My supply specialist has all of the necessary paperwork.
All right, let's see what you got here. Looks like you have a split shipment.
Yes, this pallet goes to General Services.
Well, let me get my forklift and I'll get it off for you. I see the second shipment goes to the research lab. I'll call and see if someone is available.
We'd appreciate that.
I was hoping we could take this second shipment and hand deliver it.
Well, if we can't, we'll have to think of something else. I gotta tell you, Jafra, I'm getting a funny feeling about this.
You're not having flashbacks to Death River, are you?
No, it's not that.
Then what is it?
This small shipment has a lot of pretty powerful drugs and a lot of surgical paraphernalia. That's not too surprising. What is surprising to me is that it's headed to their research lab.
I see what you're getting at. There's a strong possibility that we may be delivering this shipment directly to Dr. D.
I talked to the lab. They're all tied up with an experiment. I can take the small shipment to them.
We both need to take it. It contains extremely sensitive drugs. I need to personally deliver them and have the lab sign for them directly from me.
I can make sure they get them, I assure you.
No disrespect, ma'am, but these controlled substances come with strict IDF protocols.
I understand. Why does he have to go with you?
The street value of these drugs alone would give just about anyone the excuse to turn into a criminal. I need to protect the package until it's signed for.
Well, it's okay. I'm sure I'll be fine. You stay with the truck, and I'll deliver the package.
I really don't like this, but if you're comfortable with this...
I am.
I'm glad that's settled. If I could please have your ID card, I'll go file this paperwork and bring you a visitor's pass.
Are you sure about this?
I got this. We have a two-way radio, so I'll just keep you posted as I go. This should be a walk in the park. Well, there he is, the ever-popular Agent Nelson.
Hey, Barb, so am I here as Rookie Officer Nelson or Agent Nelson?
How about Mr. Vivian Nelson?
You just love that, don't you? Where's the boss?
He'll be in just a minute. He told me to get started without him.
Started on what? Why am I here?
Seems that Homeland Security needs your expertise again.
Another bomb threat?
No, but that's our excuse again. We need you to take a rookie agent on a field mission to Queens.
The Wilson case?
That's the one. Louis received a cryptic message from Hank. He told him to clean up some things in Queens before heading for Houston.
Okay, so, wait. The rookie's not Kelly, is it?
Do you have a problem with her?
She's a hawk. I had enough trouble with her sister.
Yeah, I heard she put you down on the map.
I'm never gonna live that one down, am I?
Live what down?
Kate taking him one-on-one in the gym.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Who hasn't? Listen, for the record, I was going to let her win anyway. She just caught me off guard. Now, what's this about Queens and training Kelly?
How far did you get?
The coded message, and he's training Kelly.
Good. Now, this assignment is strictly intel gathering only. We just want to know what Louis is up to. We don't want to do anything to alert him, and then have him alert Hank.
I suppose I'll be reporting to the IDF office in New York?
Yes. They'll set you up with anything you need. It's apparent that Hank wants Louis en route to Houston within a couple of days, so it should be a short mission.
Is this a graded exercise?
Not a formal one. We just want to know how she reacts under pressure and if she can follow guidance.
Remember, this is a woman that fooled not only Homeland, but the FBI and the NSA when she went to see Kate in the hospital. You had your people waiting in Minnesota for her to get off that plane, but met her Aunt Karen instead.
Yes, and that's one of the reasons we recruited her.
That and the fact that she figured out what a stiff was and took one to Pyramid's place. I don't think we'll have to worry about her under pressure.
What, if anything, do you think we need to look out for?
Her taking over the entire operation and running with it?
You need to appeal to that legal side of her. She's very familiar with our legal system.
We need information and evidence, not an arrest.
I'll make sure she's totally on board before we leave. Where is she now?
She's back at Hawk Haven with Kate. I think Kate's filling her in on the finer points of field work.
Yeah, like how to deal with you.
Oh, come on now, I doubt that.
And that's pretty much how you deal with Nelson. If he gets too pushy, start calling him by his first name.
Vivian?
Yeah, he hates that.
Well, so let him think he's totally in control and that your ideas are his, and let him take credit for everything that goes right. Got it. Treat him like any other man.
Pretty much. Now, here's a list of essential items you'll want to pack. The New York office should be able to provide you with just about anything you need.
Yeah, that's about what I've set aside to pack. What about shoes?
Remember, this isn't a TV show, so ditch the high heels. How these characters fight crime and chase bad guys in stilettos is beyond me. Pack some comfortable shoes.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, take these. I know you can get a pair from our New York counterparts, but these were Dad's binoculars. I know he'd want you to have them for your first field assignment.
Thanks, sis. By the way, have you heard from him yet?
Yeah, he just made it out to southeastern Colorado. He sent me a message with a picture of him standing by the Maryland flag on the Royal Gorge Bridge.
I'm glad he finally decided to take it easy for a change. He deserves a nice long vacation. You know, with all that you've been through, I'm surprised you didn't go with him, at least for a short while.
Think about it. Stopping at every air museum, railroad museum, or national park on the way. By the time I got back, I'd need a vacation. Besides, I got enough rest, thank you, in that hospital bed. I really wish I was going to New York, too.
You're needed here to coordinate with Houston. What have you heard from them, by the way?
I hear Agent Simon is about to go crazy riding around the car with Sam and Jameson.
I can see that. It seemed like they had a way of getting under his skin when they were here. Kind of like you and Vivian.
I'll admit that he was very irritating at first, until I realized it was mostly an act. Officer Nelson wouldn't last 2 seconds with me. But I can tolerate Agent Nelson. Remember, if he really starts to irritate you, you can ask him, "Who are you? Rookie Nelson? Agent Nelson? Or Vivian Nelson?"
I'll remember that.
Speak of the devil. Hey, were your ears burning?
I thought you two were up to no good. I just left Jake's office. They managed to get me assigned to Homeland for bomb squad assignment with national security implications. So as far as I know, I'm a go for New York. Is Kelly up to speed?
Pretty much. I warned her as much as I could about you.
I'm sure you did. Remember, Agent Me is going, not Rookie Cop Me.
Just remember that. She'll meet you at the STIP transfer point at Alternate Marten State.
I'll be there.
He's going to meet you at the STP at Marten Alternate.
Which he?
Well, if it isn't Agent Nelson, I'll be there in a flash.
All right, Miss Fettuccini, here's your pass. You can go right through those double doors. Lab entrance is at the end of the hall. Go through the double doors, take the first hall to your right. You'll have to buzz in and someone will meet you and let you in.
All right, thanks. I'm just going to give some instructions to my partner here as to where to meet me when I'm finished.
Take your time. I'll buzz you in when you're ready.
Fettuccini? Isn't that some sort of dish you were telling me you cooked back on 310?
Hey, I had to come up with something and I was hungry at the time. I always say, go with what you know.
All right, Fettuccini. Leave your comm on so I can monitor.
You got it. Ready to go.
Comm check.
Lima, Charlie. How you me?
The same. What do you see?
Pallet storage area to my left, office space to the right. First set of double doors.
This is where you really need to be on your toes.
Past the first set of doors. This is obviously the administrative side of the hospital. I'm turning down the first hall to the right. I see the sign for the lab. No windows, not even on the doors. I'm going to buzz in.
Yes?
Boldabar Medical Supply with an order.
You can leave it at the door.
Sorry, it has to be signed for.
I'll be right out.
Hello. Where do I sign?
It needs to be signed by the chief research officer. Sorry, IDF regulations.
Doctor, you'll have to sign for these supplies.
Let me have the papers.
Hey, what the...
Dr. D, why did you inject her?
Because I know her.
How does Dr. D know Gabby? What is her fate? Will Kelly be successful in her first mission? And what will Hank's next move be? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, D for Doom.